putting you guys on the spot. Are you ready? When you hear the word grace, what does that mean to you? Is anybody's name Grace? Because grace is a person's name too. So what else does, when I say grace, what does it mean to you? It means you're happy. That's true. You have to shout. You're going to say happiness too. So when I say grace, like when I say that you're going to say grace, what does that mean? Does anybody say grace before meals? They say, let's say grace. That's one thing. So grace is also not just being happy, but what else? It's like a prayer. So you're actually saying a prayer. And what kind of a prayer? And so what do we want to tell Jesus when we're going to eat? Thanks for the hamburger? That is. That's exactly right. We're going to thank Jesus for the hamburger and the French fries and ketchup. That's what we do with grace. So it has something to do with Jesus, doesn't it? When we say the word grace. So what do we say when we say that God's grace is given to us? Like, I got God's grace. What does that mean?
Like God's forgiveness?
What could be his forgiveness? In other words, he's looking down upon us. So it has something to do with Jesus, and it has something to do with talking to Jesus, yes? Our gospel today, we had Jesus come to somebody's house. Who would like Jesus to come to their house? I think you should all raise your hands. Thank you. Now, if Jesus came to your house, and your mom and dad and you were at home, what do you think you'd be doing? You'd sit there and watch TV and say, hi, Jesus, how are you? What would you do? You would say hi to Jesus, wouldn't you? You'd come and stop what you were doing and kind of say hi to Jesus.
Hello.
That's right. You'd say hello to Jesus. So what would your parents do? Would your mom and dad just start, keep eating dinner? What would they do if Jesus came? Yeah. I think I'd ask him for a few things, wouldn't you? Hey, Jesus, who's going to win a football game next Sunday? That's what I'd ask him. So when Jesus came to our house, we would treat him certain different. And what happened is Jesus came to Martha and Mary's house. And Mary came and sat down and listened to Jesus talking because she knew this person was someone special. And Martha had to do all the work. She was like getting the food ready and getting everything ready. Do you think that Martha was doing a bad thing? Because if Jesus came to your house, would you want him to eat with you, like have a pizza with you and stuff? I would. And then somebody would have to make that pizza and stuff. So Jesus would need to be with. We would need to have Jesus over, and we want to give him something to eat. Somebody had to make it, unless you called up and got it from like Pizza Hut or something, right? So let me ask you guys another question. What's the best time for you to talk to Jesus in the best place? How many people think church is the best place to talk to Jesus? How many people think at night when you're by yourself in bed is the best time to talk to Jesus? How many people think when you're outside playing with your friends that that's the best time to talk to Jesus? Some of you do and some of you don't. When is the best time for Jesus to talk to you? Is being in church the best time to have Jesus talk to you? How many people think that's true? All right. How many think the best time for Jesus to talk to you is when at night that you're sleeping by yourself? Okay. How many times they think the best time to talk to Jesus, or Jesus is going to talk to you, it's right after your parents yelled at you about something? I don't know about that one. Jesus can talk to us any time of the day or night. Sometimes you'll even wake up in the middle of the night and you'll kind of be a little bit scared because everything's quiet. Jesus can talk to you at that time. What our gospel says today is to be ready for Jesus to talk to us at every time. We can talk to Jesus anytime we want, but Jesus can also talk to us. And just because you're in church, it's a really nice place to talk to Jesus, but it's not the only place. And in fact, it's not even a better place than everywhere else, because Jesus can talk to you anywhere. He can talk to you when you're sad. He can talk to you when you're scared. He can talk to you when you're happy and you're blowing out your birthday candles. He can talk to you when you're tired. He can talk to you when you're doing your homework. He can talk to you when you're in school. We have to be ready to listen. Our gospel says that Jesus liked Mary better than Martha because Mary was listening to Jesus. So if our minds are not ready to listen to Jesus, we can't hear him. And if we can't hear him, we don't know what Jesus wants from us. Now, it's not likely that you're going to knock on a door and Jesus is going to walk in. But in reality, Jesus is in your house already. He's with you always. He's right by you. If we could see with heavenly eyes, we would see two things right next. We'd see your little guardian angel on your right, and Jesus would be sitting on your left if we had the special lenses to see it. So you can talk to Jesus at any time you want, but more importantly, he can talk to you anytime he wants. So listen to him. Just like they said, Mary listened to him. And Jesus talks to us not always just from the clouds. He doesn't say, hey, Father Dennis, I want you to do this today. He talks to me through everything I do and see. So he talks to you through his friends. He talks to you through his teachers. He talks to you through your parents. He talks to you through the things you're reading. He talks to you about things you're thinking about. He talks to you through all of that. And so keep your hearts and minds open, because Jesus answers you. But if we're busy all the time, if we're always on the computer, if we're always on our little phones or doing stuff at home, we're not listening to Jesus, we don't know what he wants from us. So it doesn't matter whether you're helping your parents with the dishes or you're just sitting around, Jesus is going to be able to talk to you no matter what. So be ready for him. He's everywhere, and he's right next to you. Martha and Mary were two people that Jesus was telling us, when I